Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday Night Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by manager Joe Arolt, as always, on Fridays. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Oh, great to be here.
How much fun has Mike Bovee been the past couple of days? He's really come up through the system at a rapid pace. 41 games to get him into Double-A. Yesterday becomes the second player in franchise history to have two triples in a game, and he decided to do it before the sixth inning was over.
Oh, incredible. I mean, coming in last year, he came to Wisconsin, his first at-bat, and fresh off the plane, hits a solo bomb to center. It was very impressive. But since he came in the door, guy can flat-out hit. I mean, baseball background, his dad was a longtime college coach, so it's in the blood, and kids, he's a smart player, great instincts, and he can flat out hit.
When you managed him last year in Wisconsin, like you said, off the plane, not much different than what happened in Biloxi this year, where he got off the plane, showed up in the dugout, and was ready to go. But what growth have you seen from Mike over the past 6-12 months since you first managed him?
I think one of the biggest things was getting healthy. Later in last year, he was with us for a few weeks and then injured his thumb, little ligament, a minor thing, but got that squared away. He's back to 100% healthy and just flat out raking.
Well, for guys like him and Brock Wilkin, took Wilkin 46 games to get to Double A. It took Mike 41 games to get to Double A. How impressive is that for both them to rocket through the system as fast as they have and to have sustained success in the system no matter where they've been?
I mean, that's a credit to our scouts, too. I mean, identifying these guys, we picked them both high in the draft, of course, and they're, as advertised, they're coming in, doing what they're supposed to do, and shooting up through the minor league levels.
Well, and how about that jump to Double A? Because that is a big one on the ladder, and Mike seems to have had no problem with it so far to start the year. Same with Darian Miller.
Yeah, I mean, just sticking to their approach. I mean, getting a good pitch to hit, the swing decisions, I mean, and they got power. So, I mean, just making contact, getting a good pitch to hit, and smashing it.
And how about Darian Miller as well? He seems to be just a guy who's always a joy to have in the clubhouse and a stellar defensive player behind the plate. As a former catcher, what do you like most about Darian's game behind the plate?
Well, number one, he comes to the ballpark every day, you know, getting after it. I mean, really cares about the pitching staff, works hand-in-hand with Will and Paul, you know, going over game plans, but tries to get the most out of the pitchers every night, and that's his priority. And then he goes up there and just – he's been swinging the bat well, too.
Well, how much do you enjoy seeing that from your catchers, to have that workability with the pitching staff and with the coaching staff?
I love it. I mean, for me, the catcher is the first link from the dugout. I mean, when I'm given any types of signs or going through Darian out to the field, and as the catcher, being an ex-catcher, I mean, you're the one person looking out at the whole field, and just a field general.
What was also a big night last night, if your last name was Arolt and you are associated with the National Football League, your brother Brian, a longtime agent with the NFL. We're talking about it before. Four different players selected in the first round of the NFL draft. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time. He's I'm super happy for him, proud of him. He's the big money maker. I'm the Bush League skipper. But, you know, we both love what we do. He was a college quarterback, been in it a long time, and it's great to see him having a lot of success and got a ton of players in the league right now and a great group of players.
Well, and yeah, I was looking at it yesterday. You see guys who he has been associated with and represented throughout his career, and it's NFL star after NFL star, J.J. McCarthy last night going to the Vikings. How exciting is it for you to see that your brother is doing all this fun stuff and signing all these guys and having J.J. McCarthy go as a top 15 pick last night?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I really think we're in the same boat, same mold of getting to know our players, forming a relationship with these guys, you know, me with my players, him with the players before, you know, they ended up signing with them, and just showing them that he really cares about them, you know, of course, as people, and then, you know, helping them make the big bucks.
Well, and how much do you two work off of each other? Because I'm sure there's lots to learn, you as a manager, him as an agent, in the worlds of football and baseball.
Yeah, we talk about all kinds of stuff. I mean, he's got two girls and a boy. His daughter, Hannah, she's ranked in the world, probably top 2-3 for her age group of 12. His son, John, he's a quarterback on the football field. So, I mean, we always talk sports. We're always sending videos back and forth with our kids in it, playing sports, doing different things, and, you know, keeping tabs on it. It's always great talking sports. That's been our upbringing.
Well, and we were talking about it yesterday. Your team is the Washington Commanders. Your thoughts on the Jaden Daniels pick?
RG3 part two, be my guess. I mean, he's a super athletic, big Washington fan. But, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. I mean, RG3 was rookie of the year as an accurate passer. If he doesn't hurt his knee, you know, who knows what happens. But I was a big fan of RG3.
Well, and I'm sure you just made a lot of people who are tuning in from Louisiana really, really happy with what you just said.
You got it.
Thanks so much, Joe, as always.
And great to be here again.
We're back after this in the Biloxi Shackers pregame show.